Well, hello. Welcome to A Fine Kettle of Fish, aka The Cozy Corner. It is March 31st, the last day of the month. We've made it through another month in this year of 2020. And what a year 2020 has been thus far. I hope everybody is doing well. This week, I would like to dedicate my podcast to Miss Amy Hess and her kids. I was really excited that Amy said that she and her lovely children listened to Fables last week with wonderful morals and all of that fun jazz. So I want to dedicate this week's episode to you guys. All right. So I'm going to read today a classic. And this is such a feel-good story. And I think every mother that's read it has, like, I've cried. And it's one I think we've probably all read to our kids. And it's called I Love You Forever. And it's written by Robert Munch and illustrated by Sheila McGraw. Okay. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew, and he grew, and he grew, and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves, he pulled all of the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, "This kid is driving me crazy." But at nighttime, when the two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends and he wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes, on dark nights, that mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day, she called up her son and said, "You'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and he sang the song, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up and in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The end. Tiki Tiki Tembo by Arlene Mosel. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, it was the custom of all the fathers and mothers in China to give their first and honored sons great long names. But second sons were given hardly any name at all. In a small mountain village, there lived a mother who had two little sons. Her second son was called Chang, which meant little or nothing. But her first and honored son, she called Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rambo Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo, which meant the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. Every morning, the mother went to wash in the little stream near her home. The two boys always went chattering along with her. On the bank was an old well. "Don't go near the well," warned the mother, "or you will surely fall in." The boys did not always mind their mother, and one day, they were playing beside the well, and on the well, when Chang fell in. Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ooch Berry Pip Peri Pembo ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to his mother and said, "Most honorable mother, Chang has fallen into the well." "The water roars, little blossom. I cannot hear you," said the mother. Then Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ooch Pip Peri Pembo raised his voice and cried, "Oh, most honorable one, Chang has fallen into the well." "That troublesome boy," answered the mother. "Run and get the old man with the ladder to fish him out." Then Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to the old man with the ladder and said, "Old man with the ladder, Chang has fallen into the well. Will you come and fish him out?" "So," said the old man with the ladder, "Chang has fallen into the well." And he ran as fast as his old legs could carry him. Step over step, step over step, he went into the well, picked up little Chang, and step over step, brought him out of the well. He pumped the water out of him and pushed the air into him, and pumped the water out of him and pushed the air into him, and soon Chang was just as good as ever. Now, for several months, the boys did not go near the well, but after the festival of the eighth moon, they ran to the well to eat their rice cakes. They ate near the well, played around the well, they walked on the well, and Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo fell into the well. Chang ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to his mother and said, "Oh, most honorable mother, Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo has fallen into the well." "The waters roar, little one, I cannot hear you." So little Chang took a deep breath. "Oh, mother, most honorable," he panted. "Tiki Tiki Tembo No Sar Rembo Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo has fallen into the well." "Tiresome child, what are you trying to say?" said his mother. "Honorable mother, Cherry Berry Rembo Tiki Tiki," he gasped, "Pip Pip has fallen into the well." "Unfortunate son, surely the evil spirits have bewitched your tongue. Speak your brother's name with reverence." Poor little Chang was all out of breath from saying the great long name, and he didn't think he could say it one more time. But then he thought of his brother in the old well. Chang bowed his little head clear to the sand, took a deep breath, and slowly, very slowly said, "Most honorable mother, Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sarembo, Cherry Berry Ruchi, Pip Perry Pembo is at the bottom of the well." "Oh, not my first and honorable son, heir of all I possess. Run quickly and tell the old man with the ladder that your brother has fallen into the well." So Chang ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to the old man with the ladder. Under a tree, the old man with the ladder sat bowed and silent. Old man," shouted Chang, "come right away. Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sarembo, Cherry Berry Ruchi, Pip Perry Pembo has fallen into the stone well." But there was no answer. Puzzled, he waited. And then, with his very last bit of breath, he shouted, "Old man with the ladder, Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sarembo, Cherry Berry Ruchi, Pip Perry Pembo is at the bottom of the well." "Miserable child, you disturbed my dream. I had floated into a purple mist and found my youth again. There were glittering gateways and jeweled blossoms. If I close my eyes, perhaps I will return again." Poor little Chang was frightened. How could he say that great long name again? "Please, old man with the ladder, please help my brother out of the cold well." "So," said the old man with the ladder, "your mother's precious pearl has fallen into the well." The old man with the ladder hurried as fast as his old legs could carry him. Step over step, step over step, he went into the well, and step over step, out of the well with the little boy in his arms. Then he pumped the water out of him and pushed the air into him, and pumped the water out of him and pushed the air into him. But little Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sarembo, Cherry Berry Ruchi, Pip Perry Pembo had been in the water so long, all because of his great long name, that the moon rose many times before he was quite the same again. And from that day to this, the Chinese have always thought it wise to give all their little children short names instead of great long ones. The end.
Oh, say can you say, a Dr. Seuss book, said a book reading parrot named Hooey. "The words in this book are all phooey. When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue will may end up in St. Louis." "Fresh, fresher, freshest. Do you like fresh fish? It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also has some fresher fish that's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish. And Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish French fried. So, don't order the fresh or the fresher fish at Finney's if you're wise. You'll say, fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries." Din's shin. "We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin, and the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pinner Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin, and with the thin Blin shin pone pin, Blin pins Din's shin pones right back in." Bed spreader? Bread spreader. "Bed spreader spread spreads on beds. Bread spreaders spread butters on breads. And that bed spreader better watch out how he's spreading, or that bread spreader's sure going to butter his bedding." Ape cakes, grape cakes. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, "The greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green grape cakes. They're great." "Are you having trouble in saying this stuff? It's really quite easy for me. I just look in the mirror and see what I say, and then I just say what I see." Now let's talk about money. "You should leave your groks home when you travel by air. If you take them along, they charge double the fare. And your groks must be packed and locked up in a groks box, which costs much, much more than little old fox box. So it's heaps a lot cheaper to fly with your foxes than waste all the money on boxes for groxes. And what do you think costs more, a simple thimble or a single shingle? A simple thimble could cost less than a single shingle would, I guess. So I think that a single shingle should cost more than a simple thimble would. Eat it, Skipper Zips. If you like to eat potato chips and chew pork chops on Clipper Ships, I suggest that you chew a few chips in a chop at Skipper Zipper's Chipper Ship Chop Chop Shop. And if your tongue is getting uneasy, don't give up. The next one's easy. There are so many things that you really should know, and that's why I'm bothering to tell you. You should know the first names of the Fudnuddler brothers, who like to pile each on the heads of the others. If you start at the top, there are Bipper and Bud, and Skipper and Jipper, and Jeffrey and Judd, Horatio, Horace, and Hendrix and Hud, and then come Dinwoody and Dinty and Dud, also Fitzsimmon and Frederick and Fudd, and Slinky and Stinky and Stuart and Stud. And down at the bottom is poor little Lud, but if Lud ever sneezes, his name will be Mud. Quack, quack. We have two ducks, one blue, one black. And when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quack's blue quacks make her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker backer. And speaking of quacks, remind me of cracks and stacks and sacks and shacks and schnacks. So, oh say can you say, I have cracks in my shack, I have smoke in my stack, and I think there's a schnack in the sack of my back. Wet Beast, East Beast. Upon an island hard to reach, the East Beast sits upon his beach. Upon the West Beach sits the West Beast. Each beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the east was best and the west was worst. Then I looked again from the west to the east and I liked the beast on the east beach least. Pete Pratt's pigs. Pete Briggs Pat's pigs. Briggs Pat's pink pigs. Briggs Pat's big pigs. Don't ask me why, it doesn't matter. Pete Briggs is a pink pig, big pig batter. Pete Briggs pats his big pink pigs all day. Don't ask me why, I cannot say. Then Pete puts his padded pigs away in his Pete Briggs pink pigs bigs pig pen. Fritz food. Fritz needs Fred and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz feeds Fred and Fred feeds Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with Ritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with Ritzy's Fritz food. And Fritz when fed has often said, I'm a Fred fed Fritz, Fred's a Fitz Fritz Fred. How to tell a klotz from a glotz. Well, the glotz you will notice has lots of black spots. The klotz is quite different with lots of black dots. But the big problem is that the spots on the glotz are about the same size as the dots on the klotz. So you first have to spot who the one with the dots is. Then it's easy to tell who the klotz or the glotz is. What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap, or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap, or a fat flap jack flapper in a flat flapped jack cap, or if you think you don't like cop's caps, flapper flap jack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes cookie captain's caps, perhaps. More about Blinn. Well, when Blinn comes home tired from his work pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blinn's day begins. Mr. Blinn is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under their chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blinn violins. Oh, say can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, true-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-stringed twin shin mandolin. Rope soap, hoop soap. If you hope to wash soap off a rope, simply scrub it with scrope. Scrope is so strong that no rope is too long. But if you should wish to wash soap off a hoop, I suggest that it's best to let your whole silly souped up hoop soak in Soapy's Cooper Super Soup Off Hoop Soak Suds. Merry Christmas Mush. One year, we had a Christmas brunch with Merry Christmas Mush to munch. But I don't think you care for such. We didn't like the munch, mush, much. And speaking of Christmas, here are some great gifts to give your daddy. If your daddy's name is Jim, and if Jim swims, and if Jim's slim, the perfect Christmas gift for him is a set of slim Jim swims fins. But if your daddy's name is Dwight, and he likes to look at birds at night, the gift for Dwight that might be right is a bright Dwight bird flight night sight light. But never give your daddy a walrus. A walrus with whiskers is not a good pet, and a walrus which whispers is worse even yet. When a walrusless whispers through tough, rough, wet whiskers, your poor daddy's ear will get blisters and bliskers. And that's almost enough for such stuff in one day. One more and you're finished. Oh, say, can you say? The storm starts when the drops start dropping, when the drops start dropping, and the storm starts stopping. The end.